Yes, it is time. We back, man. This is Dan Diggity, Road to Victory Podcast, man. I hope you all out there doing good, man. Shout out to everybody that's killing the game, killing in their own field, man. Whether you're a student at life, trying to elevate and get to the next level, shout out to you. Shout out to you for maintaining your position on the top while coming from the bottom and on your way to the top, man. It's love, man. It's different. It's love. It's love. It's love. You know, getting right into it. You know, I had a great weekend. You know, I sat and watched WrestleMania. I'm a huge wrestling fan. Shout out to all the wrestlers. Putting on a hell of a show kept me inspired me, you know what I'm saying? It was like more than entertainment. It was just witnessing greatness. It was like watching Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Or Steph Curry, something like that, at its highest peak capacity in the form of competition. You know, it was just great. But it was one particular moment that caught me, and it was after the event was over. It was the press conference with my man, the world champion. His name is Roman Reigns. And to give you guys a little backstory, I know most of the people my age are not wrestling fans and stuff like that. So to give you guys the backstory, he's been champion for 945 days, like the face of the company. And stuff like that, and it's just been ongoing and ongoing and ongoing. And he said something that blew my mind. He said, "Yo, listen, I'm not holding anybody hostage. Like, I want to give this up to the person that's willing to take it. You know, I want to turn this over to the person that's willing to step up and take it." You know what I'm saying? Step up and be the face of the company and deal with that responsibility and carry a whole company on their back. I want to turn it over, but until then, I'll keep the game in a chokehold. You know, I'm the best at what I do, and this proved why. And it was just like, yo, bro, and it's your time. And anybody out there, I just wanted to tell you, it's your time. It's your time. It's time to tighten up them boots. It's time to put in that work. It's time to go hard. It's time to let your light shine. It's time to be great. It's your time. It's your time, man. Forget about all the distractions, man. All the distractions. You know, kind of took a little break from Instagram and a little break from the world, man. The world is too crazy right now. It's different from where we was. I feel like I was better off when I was getting bullied and learning those lessons. And now to have everybody spew their universal truth on you. And some of it is cool and it's useful, but you taking all of it at once, it's like eating Chinese food with Korean food, with barbecue food, with soul food, all at the same time. All at the same time is kind of like sickening and regurgitating, making you want to regurgitate and stuff like that. So I try to, you know what I'm saying, just continue to work on me, because it is so funny. It is so funny that human beings are the only thing that doesn't grow to their full potential. I'll say that again. Human beings are the only things in this world that doesn't grow to their full potential. You know, the trees grow as tall as they supposed to grow. You know, you never saw a tree with only half its potential. You know what I mean? And the reason why, because we distracted, man. I got so many people in my life and coworker that's worried about everybody else. I could see if they was inspired and use people to push, but we ain't talking about nothing. We talking about nothing. Man, my man Eric Thomas said, you could be impressive or you make an impact. It's too many people trying to be impressive and not enough people trying to make an impact. You know, and I was one of them trying to be impressed, trying to get everybody like me and trying to be impressive, man. Now it's time for impact. And I know what that means, man. That means no distractions, man. And they trying to put black against white against black. You know what I'm saying? But the real challenge is looking in yourself in the mirror and challenging yourself. You know what I'm saying? I done seen the Malcolm X movie. I done seen Birth of a Nation. I done seen all the black movies where it was slavery bound to the Wakandas and stuff like that. I done seen it. I didn't live it. And God bless the people that lived it and died from it. But the more important part is it's me, bro. It's me. What about the times I done seen myself not show up for opportunities? I done seen myself not pick up the phone when opportunity called. I done seen myself party when I should have been studying. I done seen myself, you know what I'm saying, turning love away, bro. I done seen, what about me? What about me and all the stuff that I did that didn't allow me to grow to my fullest potential like a tree? Come on. I need y'all to hear me, man. This is life-changing. I'm going to change somebody's life. I'm going to change my life, bro. I'm going to change my life. Come on, we got to get it together, man. We got to get it together. I just want all of us, you know. I was listening to Kenya Burris. He was saying, what's your $1 million plan? What is your $1 million plan? If your ask your friends that, if they don't have one, then not to say they not your friends, but come on, they not trying to go where you trying to go. They content. Come on, we got to get around people that'll push us and elevate us and to learn from that, have the results you want. And then so we could tell the young people that look up to us the same way we looked up to the older people, bro. Come on, this is reciprocity, man. Reciprocity, man. We got to, man. Yo, let me tell y'all, man, I'm in dialysis. I need a new kidney. I got heart failure, bro. The doctor told me the other day, he was like, yo, every time you get a dialysis treatment, it damages your heart. I do dialysis 3 times a week, 4 hours, 15 minutes. Yeah, so there's no room for error, bro, with me. There's not much room for error, bro. I gotta be great every day because all the days I wasn't. I gotta be great. This is my life, bro. This is my life. The last thing I want to do is my life is ending and I watch all the porno available. You know what I'm saying? Or slept a bunch of days away and not do anything, bro. Nah, it can't be, bro. It can't be. Whatever it takes to live the life that I was designed to live, that you was designed to live. I don't want to talk you guys ears off. Man, that's all I got for y'all tonight. I just, come on, it's time to dig deep. We live in, it's 2022, bro. I was born 1988, 2023. Something gotta give, bro. This can't be it. Yo, I want you to, if you listening, I want you to personally reach out and let's put something together. Let's put something together that not only change our lives, but the people around us, man. The people around us. Let's be the ones. If not us, then who? Let's go. I'm literally vulnerable on this podcast and asking for help. Help me. Would you help me? Would you help me tap into who I'm supposed to be? Would you help me grow? Would you show me what a man, being a man, is? I love you all. Road to Victory Podcast. Peace.
It's just different.
Yo, Zan Diggity. Let's go. Only improving. This man is fantastic. To only celebrate with people you was in the lab with. Chemistry, energy. If it's meant to be, then it's meant for me. Social studies. Creating history, I'm talking homework. Only paper was loosely wooden wingman. Couldn't afford a two-piece. My life is like a movie. Zombie though, dead special. God bless you. Had to participate in my own rescue. Uncle said, go ahead, nephew. Keep pushing forward. Remain center. But I'm looking forward. See me start praying for a sign. Just point guard on the road to victory. Said nothing about a scorecard. Fill me your scarred with bruises, nothing leaked through though. Started learning self-love, started letting people go. Basic education, but still feel the need to know. Standing in the mirror, asking where the leaders go. The teachers go, he reading slow, maybe he's remedial. Watch me even the odds, got up on that TV show. It's unbelievable, sorta like what Big said. But I'm dope like Tobey, no wig way.